You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
Yeah.
Good morning, Professor.
Morning.
Professor Bradshaw, did you sleep here?
No. I got here a few hours ago and I couldn't sleep. And I was just trying to get some work done, and I guess my own writing was that thing that finally put me to sleep.
Okay, I have to ask, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just having a dream. I got lost in Freetown Forest once.
Am I supposed to know what that means?
No, I forgot, but when I was a little boy, my dad and I went hiking in the woods, and I guess hiking's probably a strong word. We went for walks. We went for walks all the time. He just loved that forest. And there was this one time when I guess I saw something and wandered off, and then when I turned around, I'd lost him. Except that was broad daylight. It wasn't night.
Right. Well, that's good, right? I'm sure it was easier to find you.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I just woke up from a dream just now about that day, except it was pitch black and there was something behind me. Ugh. Just feeling a little feeling unsettled. I guess it's all of the old memories being dredged up.
Well, I can say this from personal experience, that I doubt falling asleep on your desk helps much with feeling settled.
Yeah, you are probably right. What are you doing here so early?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I went down a bit of a rabbit hole last night, but it was so fun.
I can see that. Wow, is this all about Ann Becker?
Yep, the one and only Ann Becker.
Oh, Vipin, why?
Because I don't think she's crazy.
Okay.
Okay, just hear me out. She has closed more disappearance cases, hikers, kids, even a missing dog once, than anyone else in this entire county. I found local news clippings, public records, some news segments from the early 90s. I mean, this lady, she is a hero to a lot of people. And then the frickin' force, they just edged her out. I just think when you meet her, you should go in with an open mind.
Oh, Vipin, I already met her.
What?
Yeah, I went to see her last night. I don't know what to tell you. She thinks my dad encountered some kind of a monster or wormhole or something. I mean, it's nuts. It's something down by the lake. That's what she says.
Right. Okay, yeah, but in her defense, water has been known to be a conduit for all sorts
of... Oh my God, Vipin, it is not real. None of it is real, and you know that.
No, I don't know that. I know that, you know, we should just have a healthy sense of skepticism, but...
That is what I have. You cannot be skeptical about skepticism.
No, I know that. I know that we don't know everything, Professor. I am skeptical. Skeptical of anyone who claims to understand everything about our world, but there is so much that's unexplainable.
But it's not unexplainable. There is a rational explanation for everything. We just have to find it.
Is there? Because look, right here, in 1981, a year after your father went missing, there's...
Yes, thank you. I can do the math.
A motorist ran over an 18-foot boa constrictor. Becker herself is quoted in this article saying, "Nothing surprises them anymore." It wasn't the first or the last time that they found an enormous snake in this area with no explanation of its origins. I mean, come on.
Vipin, people have weird hobbies. Maybe someone was breeding them and setting them free. Maybe it escaped from a kid's terrarium.
Okay, maybe. But I kept digging, and sightings of giant snakes go back all the way to the 20s. There are some things that you can't explain, Professor.
No, there are things that I can't explain yet. That doesn't mean that my dad encountered something supernatural, okay? He was investigating a cult. End of story.
With Ann Becker. She was the other police officer on the case, and she doesn't believe the cult theories.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Vipin, why are you bothering with all this?
Because I knew you wouldn't. In my 4 years of knowing you, I've heard you talk about your dad half a dozen times, maybe. You've buried what happened, but at the same time, you decide to dedicate your life to studying the supernatural.
I don't study the supernatural, Vipin. I study reports of the supernatural. I study stories about the supernatural. It's a very different thing.
And then you decide to spend the next few years writing a book on the area that took your dad away from you.
Oh my God. Right now, I am so regretting recommending that graduate psychology class to you.
Professor, I'm serious.
Oh, serious about what? So, there have been a couple of giant snakes, and Becker's found a lot of missing people. So what? What does that mean?
Don't you think it's weird that your dad's badge was found in Freetown Forest when he went missing in Hockomock Swamp?
What?
This article. Right here, December 12th, 1980, police officer Thomas Bradshaw was last seen in Hockomock Swamp. Wait, did you not know that?
No. My mom always told me that he went missing in Freetown Forest.
You know, it's possible the paper got it wrong. It's only one article and fake news and all.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
I think I need to go back and talk to Ann Becker.
Bradshaw?
Ann.
You came back.
Can I come in? Where did my dad go missing?
November 15th, 1980. Possibly late on the 16th. It's impossible to know for certain.
No, not when. Where?
Oh, well, that's one of the many things we don't know.
What the hell are you talking about? How can you not know where he went missing?
Isn't that sort of the whole point of missing? You don't know where a person is?
Oh, please don't be clever with me. You know what I mean. The two of you were investigating some cult?
Mm-hmm. The Children of Tituba, yes.
The Children of what? Like the Salem Witch Trials. Like that, Tituba?
Mm-hmm. A bunch of white hippies misinterpreting history and playing with things they couldn't possibly understand.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, God. Do you want some coffee?
Sure. Anne, are you supposed to have these?
What's that?
These old files. This is all police property, isn't it?
It's my property. The police closed the case and Thomas and I were the only ones working on it. I wrote all these files myself.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Oh, so you're an expert on police protocol now?
How can you not know where my dad went missing?
Sit down. What do you know about your dad's case?
I know that he was investigating a satanic cult, the Children of Tituba, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into Freetown Forest to catch them red-handed in a ritual and was never heard from again.
Well, that's one theory.
That's the theory.
We were investigating a cult. There had been reports of animal sacrifice and strange symbols in the woods. Pretty standard stuff for this part of the country. But then a kid went missing. A 12-year-old was camping with her Girl Scout troop in the forest, and when they woke up, she was gone. We searched the woods for hours and hours, deep into the night. I mean, have you ever been in Freetown Forest at night?
No, I haven't.
I wouldn't recommend it. People don't think of it as wilderness, but it is. Doesn't matter how many towns surround it, how much civilization has started to encroach on the forest, it's still untamed. There are some sections where the growth is so thick that you need a machete to cut through it. And that is what we did. That day and night we were searching for the little girl, we tore the forest apart and nothing. Not so much as a child's footprint.
Did you ever find her body?
She found us. She walked out of the forest the next morning like nothing had happened. Didn't remember a damn thing. Her family moved away. A little while after that, I guess the girl had nightmares about the forest, and they thought some distance might help.
Did it?
No idea. Moving someone from missing to found is usually the extent of my relationship with them.
So, you thought that the children of Tituba took the girl, did something to her?
That's what the masses wanted to believe, yeah. Children of Tituba weren't known to most people. Your father and I discovered them just before he went missing, but there was a religious group, The Gathering, still a bunch of white hippies, but less severe. Mostly robes and chant circles, incense and crystals, that sort of thing. Seemed harmless, but they weren't good Christians, so...
Not beloved in the community.
That is putting it mildly. For 2 or 3 years, they were active in this area. Everything got blamed on them. Disappearances, theft, even a murder or two.
Giant snakes?
Hmm?
My TA dug up some old articles.
Oh, yeah. The papers love those, even if basilisks weren't the weirdest thing spotted in those years.
Boa constrictors.
Excuse me?
Not basilisks, boa constrictors. Basilisks are beasts of myth. These were...
So you think.
They're not even snakes. They're a lizard-rooster hybrid and... So what happened with The Gathering?
Nothing. They eventually packed up and left.
And you never charged them with anything?
Well, they never committed any crimes as far as we could tell. You know, open flames in the woods, maybe some littering, but nothing worse than that.
This doesn't look like nothing.
This is all the information Thomas and I collected about the area. After you came by last night, I pulled it all out and, well, it's all the strange sightings, missing persons, unexplained phenomenon. The Gathering knew more about this stuff than most, and they led us to the children of Tituba, who, to the mob's credit, were Satanists, though not very effective ones.
What is an effective Satanist?
Well, one who fails to summon a demon and opens the gates to the underworld.
Right. Look, do you mind if I take some of these home? I've never actually... I'd like to look them over.
Oh, yeah. Be my guest. I have copies plus all the tapes.
Tapes?
Yeah, Thomas took notes that way sometimes.
Huh. I think I remember that. Him sitting at the kitchen table at night, speaking into a tape recorder. Huh. Do you, Can I take those too?
I kind of need them, but I can make you copies.
Thank you.
But, you know, that stack of files there, those were all written by Thomas. He would copy over all of his audio onto the official reports. We still hand wrote most things back then, you know. You're welcome to them. I got plenty of photocopies.
Yeah, I see that. I write my capital B's in the same way. I didn't even realize I was copying him.
Well, you know what? That is a plenty of sitting around for one morning. Come on.
What?
What? We're going into the forest. We're going to find out who or what dug up Thomas's batch.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Have you spent much time in these woods?
Some. Yeah, actually a fair deal. My dad and I would take hikes every Saturday.
I meant as an adult. I remember the hikes you and your dad took.
You guys were close, huh?
We got along. You know, we both thought that there was more to this forest, more to this whole area than most people wanted to believe.
No, my dad didn't believe in all that nonsense. Trust me.
You were a child. You think he was going to tell you about the monsters in the woods? Why are you doing this, Jeremy? Why'd you come back to see me?
My TA, his name is Vipin. Those articles he dug up, one mentioned that my dad went missing in Hockomock Swamp, and I'd always been told the Freetown Forest was the last place that he'd been seen, and I guess I just want to know the truth.
The truth is, we don't know. Hockomock and Freetown were the two hot spots at the time, and they still are. But, you know, we didn't have jurisdiction in Hockomock. Didn't stop us from looking, though, and we scoured both areas and found nothing. Without concrete evidence, the rumor mill spun whatever was most interesting at the moment, and I wouldn't believe a thing that you read in those old papers.
I see.
Why didn't you wonder about all of this until now?
What's the use of wondering? My dad's gone, and he's never coming back. Nothing's gonna change that, especially crazy theories about monsters and haunted woods.
Such a strange perspective for a folklore professor.
No, on the contrary, I think it's the only perspective for someone like me. If I actually believed in this stuff, I would not be able to look at it academically.
Academics, yeah. Because that saves so many lives. All right, look at that academically.
Okay. Well, they were carved recently. They look fresh.
Mm-hmm. Do you recognize them?
I have to say, stone carvings are pretty standard in my line of work. And in this area in particular. But no, not immediately. I'll have Vipin start to look them up.
Man, would have been really nice to have that in my day.
I'm pretty sure they had cameras in the 1970s.
All right, smartass. We did, but we couldn't instantly send them to an assistant, you know? Had to print them, do our own research.
I do my own research. In fact, my book, it has a whole chapter on rock carvings. Dighton rock being a feature, of course, but these are quite distinct from the usual North American petroglyphs. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. They look brand new.
I think they must be. I would guess that it's just teens having a laugh, but there is a pattern here, and this looks similar to the Wampanoag symbol for water, but...
What, and you think about 20 feet from where that badge was found?
How would you know exactly where it was found?
the way that that rock is pointed, you know, it might act like it's kind of a sundial. I bet you that it casts a shadow right here at a certain hour.
Okay, that seems like unnecessary speculation.
Okay. Well, you'll learn nothing counts as speculating out here.
I doubt the carvings have anything to do with the badge. There's petroglyphs all over this forest. And there's nothing else here. Look, I mean, if this were really where the badge was found, it could have easily washed up. It's actually much closer to the shore than I expected.
Right, because lake water really polishes metal and leather over 40 years.
Okay, do you see anything that suggests foul play?
Not yet, but that doesn't mean there isn't. We need to talk to those hikers.
Hey, look, I know you know all these folks, but just let me do the talking.
Mm-hmm. You worried they won't believe the crazy lady?
We actually don't need them to believe anything. We just need some names.
When we brought in that badge the other day, you spent 2 hours questioning us, and now you can't even listen to me?
Well, isn't that lucky?
It hasn't been 24 hours.
I know, but I'm worried about him.
You said he just moved here, right? He's probably just out exploring the area.
And what? He left his phone behind? He hasn't responded to a single text or call in 14 hours. I'm his only friend in this entire state, and I know
I'm sorry, miss. There's nothing we can do until 24 hours have passed. He's an adult. It isn't a crime for him to go off the grid for half a day.
He's been having nightmares since the other day when we found that badge.
What kind of nightmares?
Ms. Becker, this is a police matter.
Honey, I was a police officer longer than you've been alive.
My friend is missing.
He's not missing. He's been gone for a few hours.
Look, I know that there's a window. I know.
There's no window.
What?
He's telling you you have to wait 24 hours?
Yes.
Officer McDermott, correct me if I'm wrong, but Section 1, Chapter 38A of Massachusetts law states that acceptance of a missing person's report cannot be refused on any grounds, including the length of time an individual has been missing. Isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, why don't you go back to your desk and get a report started while I talk to this young woman? I'll send her right over once I'm done.
Miss Becker, I really can't let you interfere with police business.
Well, she's not a suspect, is she? We're just two civilians having a chat. Or I could go tell Captain Haddock that you were trying to get out of doing a little bit of paperwork.
I'll need your friend's information to file a report.
And I'll only keep her for a second.
Sure.
Wow. Thank you. That was...
Yeah, that was impressive. Although, so much for letting me do all the talking.
And how's your state law knowledge?
Okay, fair enough.
If you don't need to talk to me, I should probably...
Oh, actually, we did come here looking for you. You and your friend.
Daniel.
Right, Daniel. What's your name?
Katie.
I'm Jeremy. You found the police badge?
Yeah.
It was my father's.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's been gone a long time. What's happened with your friend?
I don't know. I've hiked in Freetown Forest hundreds of times, and everything seemed fine. It was a bit weird to find an old police badge, but it's not like they ever clean up the place.
So he didn't go missing when you were hiking?
No. He seemed totally fine, but then he calls me late last night at like 2 a.m., and he's either drunk or sleep-crazed or I don't know what, because he was ranting about how something followed him back from the woods.
What do you mean something followed him?
Yeah. He's been having nightmares all night, every night since the hike. And then last night, he said he was dreaming about something following him, behind him, following in his footsteps. He said something about lights and quills. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. But when he woke up, he was convinced that something was outside his window, something with quills. That's what he said. He just moved here from New York, and I know that things are a bit quieter than he's used to, but I was telling him about ghosts in the forest. I know I shouldn't have, but he's not like me. He doesn't believe in all this stuff, so I thought it would be fine.
It's not your fault if a creature followed him out of the forest.
There is no such thing as monsters.
No, I know that. I do, but There are spirits in that forest. I know there are, and I think maybe I made them angry. I really didn't mean to. Daniel doesn't believe, so there must have been something.
Does Daniel have any history of mental illness?
No. No, not that I know of. Listen, I'm really freaked out, so no offense, but I think I'm gonna go talk to the actual cops about this.
Of course. I hope you find your friend.
Thanks.
Katie, just one more thing. There was a rock near the lake. It had a bunch of symbols carved into it. Jeremy, can you...
Here. Did you happen to notice these?
No. I don't think so. There's lots of carvings in that part of the forest. The ledge is covered in them.
Right.
Here, this is my number. If you think of anything at all, you give me a call. I have a lot of experience with what can happen in the forest.
You mean the spirits?
Yeah. The police, they might not be able to help with whatever happened to your friend.
Yeah. If it really is spirits, then I have someone who... Thank you.
You should not have done that.
What?
Encouraging that girl's belief in ghosts in the woods, making her believe that her friend might be in danger.
Her friend might be in danger.
He is a young man who just moved to a new place and got spooked by some wilderness and police questioning. The children of Tituba didn't take him, okay?
Okay, all right. It's not the Satanist that I'm worried about.
Ugh. Okay, looks like I got to get back to my office. Fippin was able to identify a couple of the symbols carved into the rock.
Good. Good, that's good. And I'll come with you. Compare it to our old notes, see if there's an overlap. I think it's happening again, Bradshaw. And it's not going to take more people this time. I won't let it.
I don't mean to be rude, Miss Becker, but I really don't think that we're on the same page here. It is clear that neither of those hikers know anything about how the badge got there. It really was just random coincidence, just like one of them being missing now is a coincidence. There's not some big conspiracy at work. Nothing is happening again because nothing happened the first time.
Just like your mother.
Excuse me?
Why come with me to the forest then? Why bother with any of this?
I really need to go.
No, Jeremy, you have to listen to me. Your father, he was worried that night, the last time that I saw him. He wasn't himself. I think he knew. I think he knew that something more was going on. Something had followed him, too. And he's not the only one.
I'm sorry. I don't think I can help you.
If you are not careful, if you don't listen to me, it will get you, too.
What will get me, too? Huh? You don't even know what it is that you're afraid of, and fear for fear's sake is just not something that I'm interested in entertaining. Bye, Anne.
Whoa, sounds intense.
Yeah, it was. The look in her eyes, it's so odd. It was like, one moment she's taking down a negligent cop several notches, and then the next she's gone completely tinfoil hat. Can I have the rice? Ah. I have to say, your text was perfectly timed. I just wanted out.
Yeah, I've helped a lot of friends on bad dates. Hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't figure out more. I think you're right. I think the Wampanoag symbol for water is in there, and then there's the Norse symbol for fire, but it seems to be an abstraction of the traditional Norse.
Weird that they're paired together.
And there's a few in here that look Japanese. They're definitely not Japanese characters, but...
It's all too deliberate just to be random carvings, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, thanks for trying all the same. I think we should do another survey of the petroglyphs in the area and just see if we can find any other fresh ones.
And, I don't know, maybe look through some old files?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure why I took them, honestly. Sentimentality, maybe? I doubt there's going to be anything new here.
Yeah. Maybe not, but, retro photos?
Is that Asinet Ledge?
Sure is.
Oh my god.
God. Doesn't it look exactly the same? There's less graffiti.
Yeah, you can see the carvings on the rock face pretty clearly. This is really great.
Professor?
Yeah?
Look, the pyramid rock by the lake, there's symbols on it.
What? Oh. Huh. Maybe the old ones got weathered away and somebody went back and recarved them all?
But Why? And why now? I mean, and if your dad was investigating this area and there were these symbols then, and now his badge shows up,
careful, Vipin. You are starting to sound an awful lot like Anne. I think that's enough for tonight. We should probably both get some sleep.
Professor...
If we get into this habit, we're both going to be dead before the book comes out.
Yeah. Unless a giant snake gets us first.
Yeah, that could happen. You heading out?
I'm going to stick around and get some thesis work done, if you don't mind.
No, of course not. My office is your office. Night, Vipin.
Night, Professor.
Professor Bradshaw.
Oh, gee.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
It's okay. I'm a little jumpy. Fine.
Sorry, I just... I was hoping to talk to you.
Okay. It's, Officer Batista, right?
Yeah, but I'm not here in an official capacity. I'm off duty.
Okay. Can you tell me what this is about? Did you find the missing hiker?
No, not yet. We're organizing a search now. But I overheard your conversation with Katie and the symbols. Those rock carvings that you brought in. I know what they are.
Bridgewater was created by Aaron Mankey and written and directed by Lauren Shippen, with executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Matt Frederick, and Alex Williams. Supervising producer Trevor Young, editing and sound design by Trevor Young and Matt Stillo, and music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Lori Allen as Nancy Collins, Cheryl Umania as Officer Bautista, Victoria Grace as Katie Franks, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Hillary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Jonathan Joss as Joseph Hoskins, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Samuel Marty as Ethan Hoskins, Kristen Bauer as Celeste, and Nathan Fillion as Thomas Bradshaw. With additional voice acting by Brigham Snow, Andrew Nowak, Julia Moritzawa, Jarvis Johnson, Anne Brielle Bresnan, Kristen DiMercurio, James Oliva, and Liran Amiel. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/Bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at verseedskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's verseedskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.